Good evening. I want to greet you in Jesus' name this evening. Welcome everyone here. For our first song, I'm going to turn to song number 434 in the Christian hymnal. Turn to song number 421.
Thank you.
last number, let's turn to song number 177. No, 477.
Jesus' name this evening. It's good to be here. This time of year is a good time of year. It's also a time of year just before school starts that brings causes a lot of changes oftentimes, especially it seems like in this congregation, a lot of people leaving and going to their different places of service. And been thinking about that quite a bit last while. And remember when I was trying to decide whether the Lord wanted me to teach school or not. I was convinced he didn't. But one of my sisters gave me a list of verses, and I may have shared it here before. If I did, bear with me. But she wrote out the references on a piece of paper and titled it Prayer for Guidance, and I still have that original paper and treasure it very much. And I'd like to read those that list here shortly, but Steve will be one of the ones leaving, and especially thinking of him teaching, I'd like to use this opportunity to back up here a bit. I know that school teaching, as well as many other fields, involve a lot of learning and new discoveries, and especially if we come in some difficult times, we need the Lord's guidance in those discoveries. And I'd just like to tell a little bit about some of the discoveries that, or things that Steve and I, many of these anyway, learned together. And he may not remember all of them, but they're accurate. And anyway, some of them I believe we learned, even though it may have not been in story form, but in more incidents that happened to us. So, and just kind of as an introduction to thinking of God guiding our lives, and as we pray for that guidance. So, some of the discoveries. We discovered that it is possible for a screwdriver to go through a leg without pain and bloodshed. I'll explain this one only. Many of you would not remember Brother Jonas Gingrich, who, as we called it, had a wooden leg. And if I remember right, it was kind of hollow with holes in it. And yes, it was possible for a screwdriver to go straight through. And I think we made that discovery in my dad's shop. And that, in helping your friend fight an opponent, the well-directed kick can still go off target and hit the wrong head. That in watching a friend struggle to balance his tipped-back school desk, we can lose control ourselves. That dreams of going to school to become expert dairymen aren't always fulfilled. That just aspiring to be a missionary does not remove the old man nature. That learning to love someone can also bring heartache. That learning to communicate in another language is easier if you like to talk. That even though we have had a driver's license all our lives, we still tell the policeman that we just found out the day before that we needed one. That sometimes it is simpler not to have 10 neighbors telling you at the same time how to get a vehicle out of the ditch. That even though a foreigner can speak the language well, his foreign accent in a courtroom calls for an interpreter. That the Lord may give us different gifts, but he still wants our best. That God needs experts in their fields, but even more, he needs hearts submitted to him. And I think especially these last two are a lifetime of learning. Prayer for guidance. Psalm 17:6. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. 31:1 and 3. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. 27:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. 18:28. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. 31:14. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Psalm 6:9. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. 21:13. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Job 14:15. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. So I'd like to just challenge, give this as a way of encouragement, and my prayer for each one of you that will be leaving throughout the coming weeks, several weeks here. And may the Lord be your guide. And also for each of one of us, especially we think of our coming school year here, that we would walk in the way of the Lord as we make those discoveries and learn together. Let's stand for prayer.
After this song, all the children can come up here and stand up here, and Amy will lead them singing. turn to song number 478 in your Christian hymnal.
Oh,
Thank you, children, and Amy, for those songs. I'd like to turn in our songbooks to number 25, one of my favorite songs. And after this song, we'd like to have a group come forward that Edward is in charge of. So you can come forward right after this song. Number 25, why don't we all stand and sing this song?
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Cleft and no soul is left that may not ease. Father share. 'Tis for you and me and its dream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
The next song we're going to sing is called As the Deer, and it expresses my desire and I believe all Christians' desires.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Farther along, and
tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there understand it all by and by, when we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, leaving the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Thank you, Edward, for that. After this song, Chad Miller will come up and have a testimony or history on a song. Turn to song numbers 269 in your Christian hymnal.
Turn to number 449 in the church hymnal. Some of you already know, I think, that this is one of my favorite songs. There's another song that I really like. Songs that have the phrase, for example, the song, "O for a heart to praise my God, a heart from sin set free." A song like this, it says, "Tranquil or blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee." Tranquil river, holy river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee. And then a verse like in the Bible that says, Jesus said, "He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." And so my thoughts are along the line of the struggle of with a wrong concept of God wanting me more than I wanting God, even, and or the thing of feeling that God doesn't want me. I've really struggled with that through the years. And I just love, and it's a warped concept, and the thing of that God loves us more than what we. More than we can imagine, and more than we will ever love Him. And recently I heard a message that said, or the man was saying something along the line of, where it says, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." And that word draw in the Greek, what he said, I never really looked at it, but he said it means to drag. And sometimes we may get the feeling that we don't even have the strength to come to God. We just simply say, Lord, you have to do it all. And and so this here, I'm not sure exactly what the songwriter was, or this is a song of joy, and but the thing where this song really struck me is where it says, Blessed River, let me ever feast on thee. And I just love that. It just blesses my heart. Because asking God, Lord, let me drink of this river. Let me sit and sing by thee. Let me feast my eyes on thee. And different people have really blessed me and helped me through some of that. And I would like to especially give recognition to Steve Overholt tonight for how much he's helped me in seeing how much God really does want me. He wants each one of us, every one of us. It's God is not somebody ready to club us, like Joe was talking about this morning in his message. He wants all of us. He wants us to come to him. He loves us. And the promises in the Bible are true, and we need to rely on that. And so let's sing this song. This song is a song of joy. Beautiful song.
Fresh from the throne of God.
For sharing, Chad. Appreciate that testimony and also the inspiration from that song. I'd like to ask Brother Wayne Raymer to come up after this song, and if you would lead, take two selections and lead those for us, and you can be thinking about that. And then after the the last verse of the second song, the chorus can come forward then while you're leading that. Okay, 437. I'd like to sing at this time, 437, the Christian hymnal.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus, he sold you for the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto
selection.
212 Christian hymnal.
212. 212 in the Christian hymnal. Sun the light. Beautiful song. I love this song. 212.
There's a clock and ringing on the restless way. Send the light.
Send the light.
Shore to shore,
from shore to shore,
send the light.
Send Good evening. We're going to sing three songs tonight. And the first one is one we've sung here once, I think. Steve introduced us to it. And it's a song of talks about walking in the light of God and living in the love of God and singing with the joy of God. The thing that challenges me is that it's easy enough to sing a song like this tonight in a service like this. And it's it can be, you know, enjoyable, but tomorrow and the next day and the next, am I marching, am I walking in the light of God and living in the love of God? That challenges me. And then the second one is one that Steve arranged also. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And we're going to ask for your participation in that one. When we sing the third verse, we'd like for everyone to join in, if you would, on the last verse. And then the final song, Abide With Me to Eventide. You know, it seems like at night, things are always bigger. Troubles that, or storms are always darker and stronger at night, seems like. But I believe that if our prayer is truly for God to abide with us, I think we'll have the peace that he gives and assurance that he is near us, regardless of what has come upon us, whether it's just a physical storm or it's just a storm in our life. I believe he is faithful to those who truly seek him.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, when I lay my burden.
Jesus.